From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Robert Mann is sending every member of the recently convened 114th Congress a copy of the book Working Congress. He put together the short volume, it's just 120 pages, with advice from scholars, former congressional staffers, and former members of Congress from both parties about how to get things moving again in Washington. Hi, Robert. Good to be with you.
Hi, Amy. Good to be with you.
In your introduction to this book, you point to the passage of the Civil Rights Act as a shining moment when Congress did work. You were quite young, I think, in 1964. But did it strike you then, or growing up and getting into politics and studying politics?
Well, I was 6 years old at the time, so I don't recall thinking about it in any way at that time. But I will say this: as I grew up, and my family was very politically aware, while politics was contentious, and while certainly growing up as a young person in the South, the civil rights movement was contentious, and there's certainly something that in my hometown of Beaumont, Texas was pretty controversial. There was never this sense that Congress is broken. It was that Congress maybe has done the wrong thing, but at least Congress has acted. There was no sense that Congress cannot act. And that, I think, is what has changed, or one of the perceptions and realities that has changed about Congress. It's no longer that they're just doing the wrong thing. It's that they can't do anything.
And you yourself went on to work in Congress. Notably, you worked for Senator John Brough. What was your sense being in it? Was it working then?
Well, it was breaking down. It was clearly, you know, maybe we didn't recognize it so much at the time. In retrospect, it's clear what was happening. But one thing that was happening is a lot of the moderates, especially in the House and the Senate, were either being defeated or retiring. In the Senate, mostly they were retiring. In the House, they were being defeated because of gerrymandering of districts. The moderates were being primaried and were disappearing, and so both houses were gradually becoming more polarized. And when people like Senator Brough, who I worked for 17 years, and you know, he was a guy who really reached out to the other side, was always looking for a bipartisan compromise to make. As he got older, as his tenure advanced in the Senate, there were fewer and fewer members that he could work with.
Among the suggestions in this book is former Oklahoma Congressman Mickey Edwards' recommendation to redo districting to resolve some of what you're alluding to. But redistricting is no quick fix. It's a lengthy process. But there are some things in this book, Working Congress, that could be accomplished quickly. For example, Congress could hand the budget process over to a joint economic committee. Ross Baker of Rutgers University proposed that. What did you learn from his essay for this book?
One of the things that Ross pointed out, which I think is worth remembering, is that what we think is reform today, 20 years from now, may be considered an impediment. But he did recommend that there were some changes that we could make, some rules changes that we could make, like changing the budget. And there and other contributors to the book made some similar suggestions about rules changes. One of them, I think, that you're maybe already seeing a little bit in the new leadership in the Senate is a return to something called a regular order, where the committees are actually doing the job that they were designed to do, that the floor debate is conducted in a way that allows senators to propose amendments and those amendments are voted on. And that regular order has been done away with in the last 5 or 6 years, and it's really changed the nature of the Senate particularly.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking again about, you know, folks who have worked in Congress as staffers, and that's another one of the suggestions that's in here, the idea of creating structures to allow staffers to work together better, bipartisanly,
right,
bicamerally, in committee staffs.
When I first went to Congress in the mid-80s, working for Senator Russell Long, who was the ranking member of the Finance Committee in the Senate, The staff was pretty bipartisan. There was a minority staff and a majority staff, but they worked really well together, and they were sort of all pulling in the same direction generally. And they were the most professional, the most knowledgeable people on Capitol Hill, those committee staffers. They were better paid than the personal staffers because they sort of outranked us all. Now, it's changed. When David Vitter became the ranking member of the Environment Public Works Committee a couple of years ago, he fired all of the members who had been working for another member of the same party. It was just an extension of his personal staff. And that is one of the problems I think you're seeing on Capitol Hill, is the professionalization of the committee staffs has vanished.
We're talking about trying to move away from partisanship and so forth, but you know, many people consider you to be a partisan, Robert.
I'm not saying that partisanship is what we need to move away from. I'm saying we need to move away from gridlock. I'm not saying that. In fact, there's a very good chapter in there by an author who wrote a very good book on civility, who says mm-hmm. that civility is overrated, that we need to learn how to argue with one another, that argument and dissent and mixing it up is not a bad thing. You cannot take partisanship out of politics. What I think you can do is create a system where at the end of the day, there is a vote and there is a decision and something actually happens. And that's the problem here. I don't think partisanship is our problem. I think gridlock is our problem. And those are not the same thing.
Robert Mann is editor of the book Working Congress, published by LSU Press, and a professor of LSU's Manship School of Mass Communication. Thank you for talking with me and sharing some of the takeaways from this book.
Thank you, Amy. My pleasure.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.